IVM.
Wow, beautiful Singapore. Everything's so organized, perfect. But I am missing a little chaos. I'm missing my auto rickshaw drivers. I'm missing that doom feeling, you know, sitting on a motorbike and rushing around. That's the one thing that I'm missing. Would I find that here? I'm not hinting, I'm not sure. What I really want also is peace and tranquility. Where will I get all these factors? Peace, tranquility, and a little bit of musti, maza. How do I get all that together? Is there such a place? That's your hint. Let's find out by following my finger. So it's still, Cyrus says, in Singapore. And let me tell you, I met someone very magical. We're going to talk about her life and career. But I want to start with the fact that I may not be able to pronounce her name properly. Now, where's my camera? I'll keep searching. I'll do this so that I make sure that I'm in the frame all the time. Because I really struggle with certain names. And we were discussing it. I've been saying it offline wrong every single time. So it's Satya.
Satya.
15 minutes later. Okay, let's now start formally at the beginning of your life. And let's go back to the fact that you're from India.
Yeah.
And you're settled here. So we'll come to the Singapore connection. But first, you were working and living in India.
So I was in India. I think I moved only like a year ago to Singapore.
That's great for our show, actually. So you're almost the mixed experience now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I moved here for love because I got married and my husband works here.
Oh, okay.
I've come to Singapore before because my brother lives here. So I came as a tourist a couple of years ago. Now I'm a resident. So yeah, I've seen like both worlds.
Mm-hmm.
But again, like I worked in India. I was a journalist for 5 years and then...
So let's just quickly go back to that, then we'll come to Singapore. So
right.
Base was Delhi or it was Bombay? What was the...
I was working in Delhi, but originally I'm from Mangalore.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Excellent. So in Delhi, journalist proper, did one of those degrees in journalism and all?
Yes, I studied at ACG in Chennai. I was like a very serious journalist. I wanted to become that reporter, breaking investigative stories. Then I actually joined journalism and started working and I realized it's a whole different world. But it was fun.
Did you do field reporting for what it's worth?
I did a few feature stories. Yeah. So that was like on your days off, you could do it. You could volunteer to do it.
Do you remember any feature story that you did?
Yeah, I did one on Pokemon Go in India.
Wow.
I really liked what I was doing. But then the pandemic happened, so I moved back home after living in Delhi for 5 years and struggling with...
You're talking about 2020?
Yes.
So you were there till 2015 to 20?
Yes.
And then you go back home because of the pandemic?
Yeah, so I started working from home. Yeah. And it was around that time that Instagram launched Reels.
Yeah.
And TikTok
how the
was
world
banned.
Changed. What a beautiful moment. I cried when Instagram said Reels for everyone. I mean, beautiful. No longer a full film. 7 seconds of happiness. Yeah.
So when I first moved to Delhi, I found the Hindi very difficult.
Mm.
And so I was just making videos on how to remember different words that sound similar, like the difference between pachis and pachas.
That's your problem. I thought desh drohi and those kind of words would be but once you go up north, you have to learn that.
So things like that. And so Reels started working. And I think it was two things that I had a niche topic and Reels was new, right? So
yeah.
We were pushing it like crazy on Instagram. So whoever started then got a huge followership.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, great, this is working. This is doing well. And suddenly money started coming in. So
money comes in?
Yeah.
Bro, what is that?
This is why I tell you, you should be on Reels more.
making money hand over fisting, 25 aur 50 mein expression ka farak hai. Somebody, I mean, this is not fair. We are doing whole Hamlet on stage.
So, yeah, and then got to a point where I was like, okay, this is a new field. It's growing well. Why don't I explore it? So I quit my 9-to-5 and...
But the main thing is these things really took off. Lots of people are making Reels. They don't all take off. But for whatever reason, you've got some connect with the audience and it took off. So the progress started in India. Then you moved to Singapore and you grew even faster. But let's reach Singapore now. And you've come here and now you've become a celebrity here, etc. So tell us about the difference trying to connect here as in connect there.
So when I first moved, I was a bit apprehensive. I thought, all my base is in India. I can't keep making videos on languages in Singapore, right? So then I asked my audience, what do you want to see? So they said shows like life in Singapore, cultural differences, etc. So that's what I've been trying different food all across Singapore, different experiences. And I'm sure a lot of the places that you visited on this series, I've made little vlogs on it to just show people what it's like.
Yes, 100%. We will be in these places, whatever happens.
And also cultural differences among Indians.
But now you're representing Desis, where there you're going more regional. So here now the Desi community versus the non-Desi community.
Correct.
If you were to compare the two, what is the best thing about Singapore vis-a-vis India? for you?
I think the first thing you notice when you come to Singapore, and you'd agree as well, is how green it is.
Surprisingly, even more and more every time.
Yeah, yeah, because in all the pictures, you see all these high rises and great buildings.
They took all our trees. Because there are none left in India. So I'm, that makes sense, no?
Taken from RA Forest.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, be careful. You're not a journalist anymore. You're talking about regional differences and things like that.
So even when your drive from the airport to the city, you'll see it's completely green.
Exactly that. You're spot on.
They take a lot of care to make sure that there's a lot of green cover. So even now, the footover bridges, if you've seen any of them, they have plants all along it. Under the metros, along the pillars, you have huge trees. So wherever possible, there is green cover. And that's really nice to see.
I also saw some things which I've never seen in India. Mm-hmm. Like you're on a road for about 10 minutes and nobody jumps in front of the car. Not once. I told Celebrity, my producer, why don't you just do it? Because I'm missing India a little bit. Just run across the road. But it's amazing how people actually respect law and follow, you know, restrictions correctly.
Security and safety is like huge in Singapore. Especially as a woman, like you can go out at any time of the night. You will feel completely safe. And I think maybe this is a Delhi thing, but here nobody looks at you. Like when you're walking on the road, nobody cares.
So you feel undervalued and ugly. But in Delhi, you feel so wanted.
Like here, I mean, you can wear the best outfit and like walk and just nobody cares. And you're like,
We did an experiment. We kept my producer, Silvery, out on the road overnight. Mm-hmm. When we came back in the morning, he was still there. Mm-hmm. Like nobody bothered him at all. And, I mean, I felt so secure after that, really. Imagine Gurgaon if I left him alone.
Yeah. I mean,
just his glasses.
Just like a 5 minutes. Speaking.
5 minutes, yeah. Okay, so we'll take a break and go into some great activity because we're right here at Sentosa. And I don't know if you can see in one of the cameras, you may be able to see people taking rounds on the go-kart. So I'm going to try that myself. Oh, God. What a performance. I feel like Virat Kohli, guys. Yeah, this is what it's like, wearing a helmet for hours, fighting against great, great talent on the other side. There were 9 of the best go-karters of Singapore. They lined up against me, national champions, all of them, some on the international circuit. And I held my own. I was quick, I was fast, I got stuck once, but that's not the point. I really showed a lot of heart in there and I'm getting a lot of love and respect from everyone in Singapore. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for everything. Thank you. Okay, we're back here with Anna and I think the research team works too hard. I can't ignore their questions. Sometimes just like the conversation to flow, it just makes more sense. Is there a favorite thing for you in Singapore? If not a favorite thing, is there something you like doing again and again?
I really like the food here. The food in Singapore is excellent because it's like a global place. Like you get food from all over the world. My favorite thing to do is go out and try new foods. So I like going to hawker centers or I'm on Instagram a lot. So when people like share reels of places to try food at, I like doing that. But apart from that, I have a dog, so it's really fun to go to the East Coast Park. There is a dog park there. There's a dog run there, which is an enclosed area where all the dogs can run. But just generally, that beach is nice. You can cycle, you can walk. There are a lot of people who jog. You're very fitness conscious here in Singapore. So
yeah, this question is going to blow you away. On your channel, you've done a lot of content around food in Singapore. What do you think is something that can only be found in Singapore? You've sort of answered this.
Yeah, but I can take you like for breakfast. You have kaya toast. Have you had it?
There's a girl called Kaya who gives you toast.
No.
Well, what's Kaya toast?
So Kaya is a spread. It's made out of coconut, eggs and pandan.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a jam, basically. And so you have like white bread that's toasted. You have a thin layer of Kaya. And then you have a slice of butter.
Where's the egg?
The egg is inside the jam. So it's just like a... it's a sandwich. Ah. So you don't really taste the egg as such, but the combination is really nice. And a lot of locals eat poached egg with soy sauce and they dip the bread in that. So they like that combination of those things and you have it with coffee every day.
Wow. Sentosa Island has something for everyone, I say with my voiceover. What's a place that you would recommend to someone who visits Singapore for the first time?
Definitely, I think everyone knows Universal Studios.
Yes. I mean, what do you need more than one day? It's so big.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But other than that, something if you want to do offbeat is go to Palawan Beach. It's a very different beach experience compared to what we have in India because there's an area that's cordoned off where you can swim. So it's like super safe. It's obviously very clean and you can just go there and relax. It's not as bustling and as fun as you'd say Indian beaches because you don't have like stalls selling food like on the
I don't want that. I want less people. That's why I like Singapore.
You will love Palawan Beach. There are a lot of things to do on Sentosa. I've not even done like 1/4 of the things here because there's so many things to do. But if you come to Singapore, like, easily 3-4 days, even that's not enough. I think a week would be good.
They were just telling us that most people try to stay here now because it takes you 3-4 days to see everything. So they stay in this area like a separate
city. In Sentosa?
Yeah, in Sentosa is a separate experience.
Yeah.
Because in one day, nothing, I mean, it's impossible. Mm-hmm. I got to warn you, you got to walk a lot. So be prepared. If you want to be fit, this is the place to come to.
Yeah, and Singapore doesn't have any autos like in India. So for short distances.
Again, these are good points.
Yeah. You know? You have to walk. So I've gotten a lot fitter after coming here because I'm walking a lot more, taking public transport a lot more. And because the weather is, it's warm, but the air is clean, the air is fresh. So you don't mind walking a lot. So it's good. You get healthier here.
Is there a place in Singapore that reminds you of home?
Little India is the most obvious answer. There is an actual place in Singapore called Little India where you have a lot of Indian restaurants. It also feels a lot like India because that's, I think, the only place where you hear people honking or there's like traffic. And it's really nice. You know, when you miss the silence.
Can we not do the podcast where we praise Singapore without belittling India? We're trying our best here, yeah. I think we've been out back home.
I'm telling you, like, I think one thing that I really miss about India is like the bustle and the vibrancy that's there. Because here, everything is pretty organized, very predictable. But sometimes you miss that chaos that's there,
right? The touching.
Yeah.
Like you're walking in the road, someone, you know, fondles you and all that. I love that. I Kulaba Causeway when I'm bored or Malad Station. Just go, stand there, let somebody touch you. You feel wanted again.
Yeah, it's lovely. The human touch.
Yeah, the human touch.
But yeah, Little India is great if you're visiting Singapore and you feel a bit homesick, you want something familiar. Little India has a lot of options.
So since you're so crazy about food, what is your number one favorite food restaurant or hotel, whatever?
I love going to this place called Din Tai Fung. It's actually a Taiwanese restaurant, but you should definitely go if...
Can you say it slowly?
Din Tai Fung.
Din Tai Fung.
The food is really good. The dumplings are fantastic. There are a lot of
veg
options.
So the Taiwanese experience will be different from your regular Chinese?
Yes. The food is quite different.
Learning so much. Yeah. Excellent. Okay. We've got to wind up here. I've just been told that our time is out. Mm-hmm. We've paid for only so much to leave the place. But we've got something, an experience to share. I went to a place called MT. Have you heard of MT?
No.
Madame Tussauds.
Oh, yeah. It's called MT.
Wonderful. Lots of interesting people there. Mm-hmm. Lots of our fans and friends and politicians living and dead, sometimes together in the same frame, which doesn't make sense. It's almost surreal because one is gone 200 years ago, the other one's still here. But it was fantastic. Madame Tussauds, I have pulled so I can get into this entrance. You can't. Tom Cruise, Bollywood's most favorite actor, Tom Cruise. And my height, 1 inch less. Ready? Now for the big surprises. SRT. Brother, SRT ka height is a little less than mine, so this is a little worrisome. Has he grown in the last couple of years? Why is SRT this tall? What's going on? And then, Virat Paji, still looking angry, still upset. Calm down, sir, calm down. All will be well, all will be well. Very good, very close. I can talk to him like that. Check out how tall Yao really is, famous basketballer. I think he's 7'5 or something. Let's see where I reach. In line with his armpit. Right there. Right there. Serena, maybe greatest of all time. Tiger Woods, maybe greatest of all time. Virat, maybe greatest of all time. Cyrus, maybe greatest. Wait, there's more. Seven-time Mr. Olympia. Arguably the greatest pecs the world has ever seen. Arnie Boy. Real, real human being. That was a real human being you didn't see. Yeah, that's Lady Gaga, yaar. How can you not know Lady Gaga? I can name you any of her songs and right now sing all of them together. I mean, this is really Ranveer. People think this is not a wax statue, this is Ranveer. So he comes here when he's free and he just stands here for a little while. And people will think, you know, it's a statue and then get confused when he suddenly wake up. He may not do it right now. Ranveer, are you going to wake up right now or are you going to do the whole acting? Ranveer, Okay. He won't do it right now. He'll signal us when he's ready. All famous people. I won't take names. Famous. All famous people. Hello, sir. Game show. He's taking a selfie with Anushka. Yeah, come fast. Anushka, quickly, Anushka. Don't have time. Thanks, Baba. No more. The other king. There's two kings, Elvis and Shah Rukh. But now, check out the European Kajal. Ye Europe se aa gaya. They've changed Kajal into, well. I'm very tired, guys. It's not easy go-karting for 6 to 7 hours without stopping. Body's spinning a lot, but you gotta do what you gotta do to promote love and peace across the world here in Singapore. That's my dorm. So yeah, never too tired to do God's work, yeah. Never too tired to do God's work. Sorry, you guys can't follow me because your girl's special pass, so I still have to stay where you are, but thanks for being there. God bless you all. You with my leg.